If you lie, you usually know you're lying. Or if you steal, you usually know that you're stealing. But there's one bad character trait that if you do it, you think you're not doing anything wrong and you convince yourself that it's okay. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitt says that that trait is anger. We tell ourselves, did you hear what that person said to me? Did you see what she did? Of course I would be angry, and I should be. And what is the effect of our anger? The Gemara in Pesachim says that some of the effects are that if someone is wise, they lose their wisdom. And it gives an example of Moshe Rabbeinu, who got upset in our parsha at the Jewish army for not killing the women of Midian. And because of that, Moshe was punished by losing his knowledge of the next laws that needed to be taught to the Jewish people. But wait, when Moshe got upset, that was fully justified. He was upset because the entire war with Midian started because of those women, and now they saved them? It was very justified, yet still we see that Moshe got the penalty for getting angry. Why is this and how does it work? Reb Chaim explains that Torah wisdom is very different than general textbook knowledge. We've all had that teacher who was a real jerk, but they knew geometry or American history really well. They may have gotten really angry, but they still maintained their knowledge because one is not a conflict to the other. But with Torah wisdom, your character traits have to be pure because our character, our midos, are like a vessel that holds the Torah in it. The second that vessel gets damaged and we ruin our character, the Torah that's in it flies away. So next time someone does something that angers you, they send you an email that boils your blood and they CC the entire world on it, or they send that text in a group chat with something really rude that you know is going to be screenshotted and sent all over. Before you get angry, take a deep breath and remind yourself that even if my feelings are justified, my anger isn't. And also realize that you're the one that's going to pay the price in the end. So stay calm and you'll stay wise, and maybe it's time to remove yourself from that group chat. Have a great Shabbos.